When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
When they say when you marry in June, you're a bride. All your I want to get married at sunset, bitch.
You know, it's y'all, the it's only thing wedding. You want.
I'm Team Kenny on this.
Me too.
I'm Team Kenny. Yo, this is reality gays. Welcome to what is this?
This is
poodle?
Reality gays. This is Toe. This is fucking motherfucking Toe.
This is Toe. Just one of the best seasons of 90 Day Fiancé we've had in a long time.
We deserve this after last happily ever after.
Oh, we really, really did. Y'all, this is Toe, season part two for us of season three, three, episode 10.
What was the name of this episode?
Stop the excuses. It reminds me of Susan Powder. Stop the insanity. Oh,
you know, if you know who Susan Powder is, you old. You old now. If you know who Susan Powder is, You have lower back pain. Or yeah. You know who Susan Powder is, you have to take a moment before you get up out of the bed. That was a relic in time with her crazy short haircut.
I think she's y'all remember when it was a y'all think about this for you youngins. Maybe it still is, but I don't think it is. Probably depends where you are. But it was controversial, and albeit I can't think of the right word where it's you'll think of it, but where you're against the norm. But it was for a woman to cut her hair short and dye it blonde like a man.
Yeah,
was
very
just,
iconoclastic. Yeah.
Yes. It was such a big deal then. Now we'd be
agree.
Sure. Anyway.
Yep. And shockingly, she became a lesbian, or she came out as a lesbian a couple years ago.
Good for her. Y'all, so real quick, we remind you of our Linktree links. You can buy tickets to Live Laugh Live Tour.
Our Live Laugh Live Tour.
We're very excited. We're about a week and a half away, 2 weeks away, actually, 2 weeks away from our first live show in
first
Los Angeles.
First LA show. I'm terrified a little bit because you've been out of town. And so I've had more time to stew about because I get in my head about things like this, y'all. I've got all kinds. When you get back, I've got all kinds of hoops you're going to have to jump through.
It's fine. Of course. God loving, but Papa Mar fucked us because he decided to have cancer shit rear up in the middle of all this. So, but hey,
your father's cancer ruining my life again.
I've got like 3 more days, and then I told my brother, he's yours. I have to go to LA and work, bitch.
We have to do a live show. It's
so we'll see.
It's, we've got, planning to do y'all, and we are I won't tell you what they are, but we have 2 new merch tour only t-shirt designs that are coming at you.
You're acting like they're going to be ready. We waited so to the last minute. We're kind of praying that they show up, y'all. We might just have mugs. The mugs came in.
The mugs are there.
But that's maybe all we have.
But these are the classic mugs that we haven't had for a while.
That you classic. can only get, actually. These are the mugs we used to sell when y'all would buy a mug, and I would keep them in the trunk of my car, and I'd use my cubicle warrior job to ship them out for free because we couldn't afford the shipping.
And you complain about having to take them down there. Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, those days, Anyway, y'all, we've got that poodle. Anything else? Oh, our
Bi-Curious episode. It's not coming this week because I'm going to blame cancer for this as well.
It's my father's cancer.
It'll be coming next week, probably next Saturday, I think. So the first week of November will be the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We'll tell you specifically what episode to watch.
Yeah, that's for everybody at the $5 tier on our Patreon and Super Cast. And again, if you don't want commercials, you can subscribe at the $8 tier, and you won't have to listen to the commercials if you don't want those. So.
Other than that, live show, there is maybe still, it's already our charity for the month, the Jamie Kimball Foundation. I finally said it right. Jamie Kimball. Okay.
Yeah. I just saw an article on the Suicide Squad about a woman trying to leave, and she was killed. And that's the most dangerous time for women often to leave an abusive relationship, or is when they leave. And that's what happened to Jamie Kimball. So if you go in our Facebook group, click on the announcements. Haven't raised a lot of money, so we'd love to raise a little bit more. And we're going to have a new charity coming out in November.
Yeah. So this is October was domestic abuse. Domestic violence and abuse awareness month. And also it was quite timely because someone who we never covered, Jeffrey, was found guilty on all those charges. So the system works. The system called reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
Yes. Thank you, Mama Morton.
Boom. Give me a vamp. Boom. I love a vamp. Oh. That's when I'll feel like I've made it. When I'm doing a show on Broadway.
And to be Mama Morton.
Oh, yes. 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 I was going to say on Broadway, but I meant off.
Palm Springs.
Off. Okay. Not even off Broadway. Palm Springs. But when the orchestra.
That's the best you're going to get.
When the orchestra. I'm sorry. The pianist. The karaoke track has an 8-bar vamp that I can talk to the audience to. And I'll be like, hey, y'all. How you doing today in Palm Springs? Oh, Cathedral City. Good to see ya.
And someone just goes, get to the song.
That's when I'll know I've made it.
A vamp is quite freeing. I will say we do a lot of vamping in our show Cabaret, we do a lot of vamping.
And we do a lot of vamping
and a lot of camping.
Speaking of gay, let's talk about Kenny and Armando.
Wedding drama. I was waiting for when the gay wedding drama was going to happen.
They're going to meet the wedding planners first. The one Poodle wants to fuck.
Hugo and Carlos. Oh my God, he's so hot. So there's talking about.
I would get sandwiched by both of them because Hugo's got a big, thick dick, y'all.
It's a really thick dick. Carlos, it's okay. Ooh. It doesn't matter. He only takes it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Poodle's going to be in the middle of that Bob Fosse fucking.
Mm-hmm.
It's that whole thing. Y'all, if you're watching Intimate Portrait, I actually stood up and I'm doing choreography in it.
Fuckography, really.
Fuckography. If you're not watching our Intimate Portrait on our $15 tier, you're missing
what
out.
Are you doing your life? Actually, that was really gross. No one needed to really see gross. That.
Okay, so this venue is gorgeous.
Yeah, the winery.
Yeah, they're on this beautiful vineyard. And Kenny's like, I am at Armando at a winery. And he said, this would be a really beautiful place to get married one day. And I took the hint.
I think you have to really drive something home for Kenny to get it.
Maybe. He's maybe.
So they're talking about the only thing, y'all, that Kenny wants for this wedding. He's letting Armando choose everything out. They're talking about the cakes and they want a cake tasting. And like the only thing they want, the only thing he wants is the sunset wedding. And all of a sudden, and the wedding queens, let's call them that, just like wrinkle up their faces and get real judgy. So he's like, I don't know. You don't know how we do things here. Already, y'all, they're just venomous. And
it's not Armando, how it is in Mexico. Sorry.
Armando plays into it too. So, and I kind of agree with Kenny. Armando completely got all Mexican mean girl on them because they're like, you're thinking American. And they're like, he's like, so I saw on the invoice sheet, Kenny said, that the DJ was booked for 6 hours.
And Kenny was like, in America,
3 hours.
Weddings end like after 2 or 3 hours. And then they all go, oh,
we don't do that in Mexico.
And Kenny's Armando says, yeah, we're going to be up to like 3 a.m. That sounds horrible to me.
It sounds horrible to me too. I'm gonna be drunk by 9:30, and probably throw up once, and then come back, get drunk again. I'll definitely be passed out by 11.
Yes.
So, they
and pregnant by midnight.
Pregnant. So. They kind of made the case for this. And if I was Kenny, I think I would have pushed a little more for this. I kind of would have, why not have the wedding at sunset? Or what they could do is have some type of vow recitation during maybe have the ceremony earlier and do one special vow thing at sunset. But basically the problem is they're having, you guys, is they need to say the wedding needs to start in the afternoon at like 3 or 4 because otherwise they're not going to have their six-hour DJ set.
Because of the pandemic, they have to end at midnight. I don't know why. This makes no sense to me why we have to end a wedding at midnight because of the pandemic.
I also want to say that the most important thing to the couple is the ceremony. So,
to Kenny, I don't know if it is to Armando. We're assuming that. He never said.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. And so Kenny is like, well, what's the latest we want to do the ceremony? And Armando just looks at him and says, yeah, I don't want to push it. Like, that's not going
to
work.
He's like, it has to be in the afternoon.
He's like, if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. And I wrote, Armando is not handling this well.
And especially because they've just, you imagine that they've talked about it before. This is such a gay wedding problem.
It is a gay wedding problem.
It would be important to me if I had one thing, I wanted, because honestly, I'm not going to be a bridezilla. I'm going to leave this up to planners. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have like a couple things. I'll care about the music.
Yeah, me. I'm going to be very easygoing as well.
No, you're not. You're going to be a nightmare.
I'm going to be a nightmare. But I also, y'all, whether you're in a couple's relationship or poodle, I've learned this in the business relationship, sometimes just in friend relationships, if I'm not agreeing with, or if I'm not if there's something that we're not seeing eye to eye on, whether it's with you or my relationship, maybe it's my friend Angel, gave me this advice. She was like, who cares about this more? Because sometimes Jake will say, I want to do this. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that. And then I go, oh, wait, Jake cares way more about this than I do. I actually really don't care that much about this. Yeah. And Armando doesn't care about this, but he needs to at least acknowledge that Kenny does.
Yeah. And when I let you know something means a lot, or for something we want to do, or for something I don't want to do, I'm telling you, this is important to me.
Yeah. And Kenny tries to explain that even in the car. And Kenny can't get through to Armando in this. Armando's like, yeah, babe, that's up. This is sunset. We can't control sunset. And Kenny's trying to say, no, I'm trying to tell you I felt shut down. Y'all, when you're
it's about feelings, not the sunset.
Come on, because when you had been dating someone, how many times have you either, and I don't want to say the word act, but at least acknowledge a person's feelings about something they cared about when you really gave two shits? That happened.
Yes, because it's much easier than having a full fight about it.
Yeah, I think. And actually, I think if Armando would have said, even if Armando said, is there anything do y'all think we could do to accommodate that? Is that possible? And then if they shut down Armando as well, and then even if Armando said, oh man, we're going to have to think about that because that's really important to Kenny, and we're just going to have to discuss it. Because I will say, Kenny seems to be nothing wrong with this. He's a slower processor. Armando's like, okay, my ex-wife just chased me and ran a car. He is very much like, and I don't mean that to make fun. I mean, he very much, things happen and he's like, you got to keep going. Yeah. And Kenny is more of like, hey, let's stop. Let's feel this. Let's process this. And Armando just needs to learn to attune to him in that way.
I 100% agree with you.
Y'all are welcome for the couples therapy, gays. You didn't even have to pay us.
I also feel that it's a question of just validating. Y'all, I say this all the time. All anyone wants in this world is a little bit of validation. That's all we're looking for, is saying, I understand. I understand why you feel that way. I would feel that way probably if I were you too. And
Armando didn't validate his opinion at all.
Yeah. And that's all Kenny's really. And then it kind of ends with this. Armando does say, I'm sorry I didn't consider your feelings. And they kind of kiss and make up. And you can tell Kenny's not really over it.
Yeah. And you can tell it's still kind of itching.
But we've got bigger fish. We got bigger fish to fry. Later on, because
Aunt Brenda ruined the mood.
Aunt Brenda ruined the mood big time. But I want to say one more thing about the wedding with these bitchy wedding coordinator gays. They work for Kenny and Armando.
I agree.
And I'm like, listen, yes, you're going to have bitchy gays try to say, no, this, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do that. Bitch, you work for me. I'm paying you to do what I want. So if you're going to tell the most important thing for us, for me, as for Kenny, is to have those sunset vows, because I can only imagine how great pictures would be for that. And because they're gay, so they're going for the pictures. And I'm just like, queens, find a way.
They could have some of the mariachi. Can't they have, they're going to hire, I think, a mariachi band, he said, and dancers. Couldn't they do some of that before? Like maybe Kenny and Armando are like, hey, we're actually going to see each other before the party, and like kind of like Kenny and Armando would sacrifice. They would kind of party and be with their guests and see one another. And
that's
then they would kind of have
saying.
A ceremony. That's kind of a cool thing. Like, hey, everybody, we're going to meet you and greet you. And then we're going to have a ceremony. Like there still is. Y'all, it's only, Kenny's only asking for 10 minutes.
It just feels like.
If that, they have 10-minute ceremony, take some pictures, and then they have like 7:30 to midnight to do whatever.
Yeah, I agree. It felt, and maybe it's a little bit amped up for that. But I would have told those vicious, venomous queens, look, it's going to be this. Find a way.
That's what I would have said, too. Because you know why? Mm-hmm. Your wedding planner is going to stress out anyway, y'all. You might as well give them something to stress about.
Something's going to make them in a slang hopped up on meth that night.
Yeah.
So Aunt Brenda
Sorry,
comes
almost
in.
Spilled water on me.
Aunt Brenda comes in with a text that says, looks like I'm going to be staying with your mom in her room. And he's like, because your father's not coming. Because he's like, he tells Aunt Brenda this, that I want to be respectful. I want you to be respectful. No kissing or touching, blah, blah, blah. And she says, and Kenny says, we can't have this. It's very smart. And I'm glad he's saying things like this. He handled it perfectly. He's been kind of tiptoeing around it before. He's like, that's his problem. And we can't have this wedding for him. Armando's still not there yet.
He's not.
And I think if and he finally says, I did talk to my mom. Dad is not coming. And I just like, he's like, he's afraid to leave the house alone. He's afraid someone's going to rob the house. And Kenny's just listening. He's like, that's really rough. And he's like, I'll let you handle that. My feelings of this, if you've got someone in your life who you're having to go out of your way just to make something happen to, let go of that string. Let go of that rope.
Well, I know.
Is it just really that important? If you're having to work so hard.
I agree with you, but it's just very hard when it's your father.
I get it. And no, but like, look at the lengths to what they're having to go through.
Armando's having to tap dance so much. Cause you know, at this point, they came out, he's met Kenny as Armando. Now, a problem with this is, and that breaks my heart, it's just kind of the way it was done. And this isn't, they didn't do anything wrong, but it's just when I came out, I had people in my own family that said, I love you. I'm happy for you. Find yourself. I don't really want to see it. I don't really want it in my face.
Yeah.
There is, and they don't understand
there is that,
how
that version of, there is that version of life. There is,
and that's where Kenny's dad is right now.
Armando's dad.
Cut to, it, who I feel sorry for more than Armando is in a way, I don't think his dad realizes what he's, and I don't mean this as an excuse. He has no idea what the regret he's going to have by not going to this wedding, because I think down the road, he would be totally fine with that, because he's going to really include, he's on the path to including Kenny in this relationship.
Right.
But y'all remember, I don't mean this as an excuse for his dad. Remember, this all happened so quickly within like a year.
It did.
He came back out to them. He met their boyfriend. They said the daughter, the granddaughter that you know that's been raised in your home is going to the other side of the peninsula to live with us. He's moving down here. We're getting married. We're having a big wedding. This is we're getting a French bulldog. This is a lot. They're not getting a French bulldog, but this is a lot. Truffles would eat that bulldog alive.
We're starting a gay gymnastics troupe. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I guess my impulse is to say, let the father go.
But
I agree.
Like,
just
if you're moving forward at this pace, then you need to acknowledge his pace. And it's not where you are.
And it's not with any malice that I say that. And I understand it's very upsetting, but there's a reason, you guys, why LGBT people have, quote, chosen families. Because your family is never, in for a lot of families, you're an LGBT person, a lot of your natural families are never going to be able to catch up the way your chosen family are.
Yeah.
It's just never going to happen. And I don't think Armando's there yet, and he has, and there's not, I've always thought about this with Armando. There's not a lot of realism like there is with Kenny. And there is a little bit of fairy tale, Alina style fairy tale that he wants.
A little bit.
And
it's all about him being scared too. He doesn't like confrontation. He is scared to,
yeah.
I think a lot of it, he's scared to just call his father on it, which he actually ends up doing.
Yeah. And he does say, the father, and also the father says, you know, I'm not going to be comfortable with that. And the, just again, not
the wedding's a week away. The wedding's a week away.
That's right. It's a week away.
Yeah, it's a week away now.
And but I his father is thinking, my friends are going to be there. Everyone who knows our family, and they're all going to be watching me, my son, watch me watch my son marry a man. And that's where he is in it. He's in his own personal shame of it.
It's about him. And honestly, it's for, not for Armando. I think it's for his dad. And honestly, because she's still married to him, it's for his mom to talk to his, and for them to work out. Cause I have to say, if I had accepted my kid were there and my husband said, I still don't want to go to that wedding, I would say, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, mom needs to step. But again, I'm coming from an American perspective. I don't know what it's like being married in a Mexican culture. Like, maybe she doesn't say that to the man. I and machismo and all that's a big deal.
But I'm just saying, I really believe this. If you're having to do all the heavy lifting to get a member of your family there, drop the rope, y'all. Yeah. It's not worth it to yourself. It's not worth it. Having them there and having so much stress, learn to make peace with the fact and learn to say, they might not be there and I have to be okay with that.
Had to be okay. It did break my heart to hear Armando say that and he started crying. It was, and Armando says, if he isn't there, I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him anymore because my dad can never get this back.
You know, someone who I don't want to see anymore.
Well, and that's who it is. It's Ari, but y'all, we're going to go to commercial. And when we get back again, we didn't want to be right, but here we are.
Here we are.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all remember that? I don't think it's a Batman villain, or maybe it's some, not Two-Face, but he would spin around his face and it was a different one every time. Sometimes it was a clown face and sometimes it was a sad face and sometimes it was a surprise face.
You are talking about He-Man. That's He-Man. It was Manny Faces.
Wait, his name was Manny Faces?
Yes, Man-E. Faces. Manny Faces.
Manny Faces. Boy, that's a terrible name.
I just got it. It's Manny Faces. Love Manny Face. Love T-Man. Love the new reboot. But
that's Ari in every In the Moment. There's just a different, either whether it's makeup or a procedure.
I don't know continuity where we are.
I know. And there's
no idea.
It is. And there are so many different In the Moments with her.
Like, she talks to her mom and her sister, who still lives with her mom as well. We can process that. I didn't understand that, but whatever. She talks to her mom and sister, and then the next thing she's talking to Benny about what her mom and sister said, and her face looked different, but also
she's got a new mouth.
And she's got all this other information as well.
Yeah, but the In the Moments are all over the place. Like, her makeup looks different. There's different lighting. Her face in general, and there's been a lot of talk on the internet saying she's had something done and people were speculating about what it was. She's definitely had a little bit of fillers.
I mean, get whatever. She looks great. Right. I have to say, she looks great, but it's just as a producer.
It's a continuity thing.
That's
what drives
me
crazy. That's what she's like, flips over and there's a new face.
They're like, okay. Well, this was supposed to be the next day, Ari. She's like, yeah, well, my friend, she works at American Laser Center, and they were running this special, and I had to do it today before October 1st, because then it blah,
she
blah,
had,
blah.
There's always an excuse that she has to do something.
Choice. Yeah. Okay, so y'all, quickly, let's talk about it. Avi had surgery. God, this baby is cute.
The baby's a really cute baby.
And yeah, there's really not. We're gonna get to it. Yeah. They have surgery.
Janice is being the emotional support animal that she needs to be now. And she said this. And Janice says, "I think this was a good idea, her coming here to do the surgery." And I agree, because I've forgotten that Ari literally had a fucking panic attack with the circumcision.
And this is,
and it does make sense that she needed her emotional support animals around her. At this
meaning
time.
Her mom and her sister. I agree with that. I do understand that now.
I understand it. Yeah.
The surgery went well. The baby's like super. Y'all, he didn't even cry. He's such a sweet little thing. Now, but Ari made a good point. She said, I'm glad I came to the U.S. because and I never thought about this. She said, there's no cultural barriers. I speak the language. Mm-hmm. I understood everything. She's like, I definitely made the right decision. So y'all, they get home. And apparently Janice and sister have been working on this for a while. And Janice says,
this is an intervention.
Oh, full on intervention. They're like, so Ari and I made it.
Ari, we need to talk to you about a little bit. We need to talk to you a little bit.
Ari and I made a deal that she's going to have all the medical procedures in the U.S. from now on. Right, Ari?
No, she went in the moment and said, there's no negotiations.
No negotiations.
And Ari's kind of like, yeah, I guess so.
And the sister says, yeah, stuff happens all the time. Like, having great medical care is kind of essential. You know, kid breaks her feet, whatever. They slip on a nail.
All of a sudden.
In Ethiopia, they'll just be dead in the street. That's what I believe. But here, you can just walk down the block because, you know, we live a block from Princeton Hospital.
Yeah. The sister Kristen. Sister Kristen, oh, the time has come. You're going to lecture your sister on everyone.
Today, it's not okay.
And boom, she says, boom, 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 you know.
But you're true. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
She's like, but you know, we share a wall. So I've heard lots of heated conversations and colorful conversations between you and Beanie. And I'm sure she has heard those.
This was my thought. I went, oh my God, Janice and her husband, I forget his name, Ralph Omar. I don't remember his name. All of their children live with them. They're never going to get rid of their kids. I don't think the brother does.
I don't think the brothers do. I think the daughter does. And I think isn't Ari the youngest?
Yeah, because her sister, y'all, her sister's too old to be living with her parents.
I agree. This is not a Latin American family.
No.
But I think Kristen has a child, doesn't she?
Maybe. But what I'm bringing up is there's a history of the parents being overly involved in their kids' lives.
And being the safety net always.
And being the safety net always. So I don't mean that, again, not an excuse, but this is what Ari is coming up against. This is the way her whole family is in the pattern of it.
You don't have to take responsibility for the choices you make because mom and dad are going to swoop in there and they'll fix it whenever things go awry. Yeah.
Yeah, because your mom can watch your kids so you can be in somebody's music video on Sunday.
That's so, so appropriate for her. Yeah. Or you can go with your girlfriend to some tubing trip and you can leave your kid behind, have a little photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
That you want to have. Speaking of, hopefully y'all saw on Instagram the Ari perspective.
Oh. Happy Halloween indeed.
Oh, you gave me a fright. Not just with the costumes, the makeup choices.
And the faces. And what I thought? It might sound judgmental, so come at me, sissies, if it
too
is
late.
And all. But I watched that and I thought, I looked at those pictures and I went, you're a mother. Like
I think you can dress sexy to be a mom. I think that's fine.
But no, it's not the sexy thing. It was the intention and the tone behind it.
You're right. It was kind of like, I'm a vamp who will destroy your life. It was kind like of like that,
Like, Madonna can do that, and her kids are used to going, oh, mom. And she's like, shut up, Lourdes. I'm trying to rebrand myself.
But it did feel...
eat your pizza.
She's just trying to be, like, femme fatale. Y'all, if you haven't seen them... I encourage you. They're ridiculous.
They're almost as ridiculous that we haven't even talked about the Mother Debbie glow up on the single life.
Oh, I called her the fourth sister of Hocus Pocus. That it's so extreme.
You know what? It's not even that
sisters.
Picture. The picture they have up there, though, is so photoshopped.
Oh.
I was really worried that Pee-wee was hanging out. But y'all, I saw
there's
the pictures.
There's a little bit of Pee-wee.
And I'm here to say, Pee-wee's still going to be in the single life.
I was afraid he was gone, too.
Oh, Mom, can we go to a Cheesecake Factory again? It's my favorite.
Just us.
Just us.
So, okay.
I'm going to kill one of these guys.
And then Ari's kind of like, yeah, maybe you're right. And then Janice says, and Benny, she says, you know, he's not even answering the phone. He's always out. He's out there and he's always in his clubs. It seems like he cares more about his friends than you.
They know exactly how to make Ari dance.
Sometimes I think he's building the life out there that he wants to live, not the life for you.
They workshopped that line.
They
had a session over chai lattes.
Yes.
And they came up with that line.
Yes, yes. They even had the Princeton Little Theater director came and worked it with them. So
say it again with a little more import at the end.
Sound a little more exasperated. Thank you. Perfect.
I've taught speech for years, Janice.
Yes, yes. So call me if you need a debate. I know how to do LD. So Ari brings up and she says Benny's friends, he just has friends that are poison. Now we're finding out, this is what's a little weird about theirs, it's how long it's take. And like, I feel like the crew of 90 Day Fiance and Ethiopia has not done a good job showing us what Benny is doing.
I feel the same.
Did they
just take time off?
Because Ari says their house now is now a party house. They set up a mini studio, and like Benny even like moved the baby's crib. And I'm like, this is not okay if this is true.
Why didn't we see any of this?
But show us this. This is weird producing.
It is that crap that both of us hate, where it's secondhand knowledge and it's a fucking documentary show. You must have footage somewhere.
Yes. And then Janice puts that final nail when she says, I think the long-term goal is having him and you both eventually coming here. And so then, he'll be, if he's here, he's going to be here more for your relationship.
Right.
So she's telling Ari, if you bring him to America, he'll only be focused on you.
And that's the magic word, you. And I've got to say, they were so smart in the way they laid this out. Because they've been bringing, I guarantee they've been bringing it up to Ari before. They're like, maybe you go to a different place that's just get him away from his friends.
They said it before, because Ari instead goes, you know what? We'll go to Kenya. It's my idea. I came up with this idea.
It's where we fell in love and where Avi was conceived.
They do a video chat later with her and Binium. And I just want to say, y'all, I don't care how long you've been married or engaged or in love with someone. When they pull up on the chat and you say, are you okay? You look tired.
Yeah, not something you should say, especially if you've been not getting along.
No.
And I want to say, she lays into him. And this is... I know she regretted doing this because it's the still of the episode is Ari going like this with her finger in Beanie's face and her her wrinkling up like her third or fourth face that was in the in the moments, one of them going, and I'm and thinking, boy, I bet you regret making that face.
Oh, for sure.
So he says, she's like, I just gotta tell you that
clearly you don't care how I am.
Clearly, she's in a complete Ari shame spiral. Yep. And this is number one, this is the worst time for her to make a call like this because she's not gonna be reasonable. Yep. She's like, friends and family have been saying that he's having lots of parties. Now, what we finally get to is his sister, which I can't believe we never saw. If we were to see footage of this call, that would be fantastic. Audio recording.
But not only does Sister Wish tell her that they're having parties, but that there's been women at the house.
In the house, and they've been staying there.
And look, I believe this because Wish doesn't want Ari to go back to the U.S. and doesn't want Benny to be left without his child.
Right. Like, so why would the sister tell him something that's not true?
I know that she doesn't love Ari, but it's not like they're trying to break them up. That wouldn't make sense.
Because then Ari would just take the child.
So I believe that.
I kind of do too. And we've said this before. He's a fuckboy and he's not going to change. As soon as she's in a different time zone, it's going to be friends over at the house. He forgets about his own responsibilities because he's a child.
And even Janice said, I know Janice wants Ari over there, but even Janice says Binium doesn't call her for like 18 hours. Y'all, that's not okay when you have a wife and a son. Like, you've got to check in.
And the part about, you said it before, but the part about him packing up Avi's bed was something.
That is like just... I know it was a pack and play, y'all, but symbolically, that is not cool.
And so then she starts in. She's got her empowered white woman thing. She's like, so guess what? We're not coming back to Ethiopia.
Called it. We called it, but here we are.
Yeah.
We predicted this a year ago.
We said she's never going back to Ethiopia again.
They're like second episode.
Yeah. So she's saying it's culturally normal for me to have friends over. And she's ready for this argument because her sister gave it to her. And she says, is it culturally normal for you to sleep with other women when you're engaged? I don't care who you fucked. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. You may want to get checked. You may want to get yourself checked out and tested. What are you talking about? He's like, no. I know you're with other girls. I know. And this is Ari's worst insecurities are coming out. And she's like, you're surrounded by evil. All these bad influences. We need to go. She's like, me and Ari are going to go to Mombasa in Kenya. And you're either going to come with us or our marriage is over. And we'll come up with a custody agreement. She's like, she gives him no option except for that.
Well, so... I'm kind of, I was, I don't want to defend Ari or say,
I actually kind of was a little Team Ari as well.
Well, it's not Team Ari. I just was surprised she said that. I surprised that in all of this, Ari kept it clear that Benny would always be in touch and be a father to his kid, and that was important to her. Clear. I'm kind of surprised by that. I kind of thought she would say shit like, and you will never see your son again. She would be that person.
That's a great point. I'm really glad she kept that out of that.
I am too. And also, I thought she would originally say, we're never coming back to Ethiopia. We're staying in the U.S. But she said, actually, let's move back to where we formed our relationship and start anew. And even when she said, I don't care who you fucked, that's all in the past. I don't believe her. I don't believe her. But the fact that she said it, I was like, what?
You know what it is? It was the concept, the way they've edited a lot of her material. They're so happy. The production crew is so happy to show you the most negative versions of Ari. I guarantee you, y'all, she's terrible to them. She's hard to work with.
Oh, for sure.
I guarantee you the whole family is probably not easy to work with.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what happens next week, because I think they go to Mombasa. And I think that's what's happening.
Well, Benny says, your decision is bossy and I don't like it when you're bossy. And she goes, shut the fuck up and listen. She said, you have spent the last 2 months sacrificing your family. And this is your last time to redeem yourself and wake up. And again, I was kind of like,
preach.
This is what you have to, because we have this in the U.S., we have fuckboys are everywhere. This is what you have to tell a fuckboy.
This is the way to talk to fuckboys.
For them to get their shit together. Otherwise, they never will.
And I need to say, it's not that I disbelieve anything that happened. I'm just really upset this was not shown by production. All of this. They showed a couple of clips of them in a studio, but to have, if you have footage of other women there, that's shitty not to show
either
us.
Either you need to show us in the tell-all, or you're trying to paint Ari to look like the villain.
I know, and I kind of take umbrage for her. I can't believe I'm trying to defend Ari here.
What the fuck? Can we just move on to Jenny and Submit before
Please.
We feel too weird?
Vasana.
Diarrhea! 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 Okay. I have a theory, y'all. Jenny and Submit.
Oh, I know what this is, and I subscribe to the same theory.
The next, y'all, we just saw them cook this meal that Jenny's mother shaded, which if you have not seen our meme on Reality Gaze Pod, Sissy Christina outdid her. So
it's coming up. It's coming up.
We got to post that. It's so funny.
I've been posting other memes, but thank you.
No. I'm just saying, it's just so funny.
We got to post that.
We do. And so, y'all, Mama Submit put something in Jenny's meal.
Totally. Mama Submit poisoned Jenny.
She 100% poisoned.
Yeah. Jenny, I make your plate special.
She puts a certain spice in or something, and she goes, with her smile. And shocker, Jenny's like, oh, I ate dinner. Then like a couple hours later, I just woke up, and I was like, uh-oh. Wow, my feathers are feeling a little poopy back there. I thought I was going to lay an egg, and I just chicken shit.
And then Mama Submit also will have this is line that will go into the annals of history. You know what? I've had 3, 4, 5 cases of diarrhea. I'm fine. I just keep going.
I handle my work. Y'all.
3, 4, possibly 5.
This woman is brutal. And
she's rough.
And I don't come at us Indian sissies, because we've had sissies that are either in India or from India and have told us that like the guilt and like the shame an Indian mother can put on you is next level. But I want to know, is this indicative of her culture, or is this just Mama Submit? Is that extra?
Or is this woman? Is this woman truly like Goebbels?
Yes, or like Indian sissies watching this and going, "Fuck!" Or they're like, "Eh, that's my Aunt Jane." Like, I don't know. I want to know.
Yeah, come at us, Indian sissies. We want to know: is Mama Submit the norm, or is she a special demon from hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, so that means there's just so much work to be done in the morning. We can't sleep away the day.
We're all waiting for her. So what if she has? So what if she's has dysentery?
You know, so what?
Did you hear Jenny say, "I have loose motion"?
Yeah, so
I've never heard loose motion before.
Motion is a very dated term. It's like what they use in the 50s and 60s.
I have loose motion.
Yeah. I have a friend who tried to be always like very retro, and he would call his poops motion. I was like, okay, you're 30. But
You don't look sick.
What you're glossing over, for people that don't watch the show, she's talking to Submit, and Submit's dad, he's not saying a word. He's just sitting there like he knows he should.
He knows not to.
Submit, Dad, Submit, and Mama Submit are all talking outside, and that's where Mom says, "Let's go and wake her up. Let's go inside and ask her." So y'all, they go in the bedroom, and they open the door, and you hear Jenny go, "Hi!" and that's where Jenny says she was sick, and Mom's like, "We came here to teach you. We have yoga, lots of work to do." And she said, "It doesn't even look like you're sick." And then the editor cut to a picture of Jenny sitting up in bed. And
she looks like death.
And she's talking like this in a very low chicken voice.
Her skin is actually yellow. She looks full and hungover or something.
And then she's like, "Can I take a bath?
Maybe I'll feel better."
And you know what? She takes a bath when she's mad. And y'all, you know what that means?
She's madder than a wet hen.
Yeah.
And Mama Smith's like, "This is all drama. It's all drama.
It's all drama.
3 to 4 to 5 bouts of diarrhea. I'm fine."
And Submit says, "You can say it's drama, but she got up out of respect to you." And Mom goes, "I'm not letting her off the hook. I mean, do something. Come on, there's a task."
So later on, I think this is later on in the day, Submit's like told Jenny, "My mom has a plan for you." And Jenny's like, "Well, yeah, she does. Oh, yeah, your mom has a plan for me.
Yeah, she wants me to die.
Part two was the poisoning."
Yeah. It's like, no, a good plan. She's like,
I don't think so. Don't think so.
I will say, Jenny's being a fucking trooper about all this.
She's being a fucking simp is what she's being.
True. That's true. But I'm saying
she is being a trooper.
All to get baby boy Submit. God. Y'all, I didn't think we could fuck with Jenny more, but we're making her do yoga because apparently Mama Submit was a yogi and...
Why is it Submit up there doing yoga? Mom and Dad are where's Submit? It's not like he's working at a job.
Mama Submit says, "Well, she has aged a lot, and yoga will help her not to get sick."
Yes, she's aged. It will keep her healthy. If she was doing yoga, she wouldn't have gotten sick from the first. I did. Listen, I once taught a yoga class, and I shat all over the class. I cleaned it up. Taught some yoga, and then actually had a heart attack and shit myself again. But, you know, I finished that class, namaste.
I finished that and said namaste, and then a little shit came out.
Namaste.
Wow. By the end, I was knee-deep in shit, but I kept going.
Yes. And so so Mom's like, you know, if she can't do it, I guess she'll have to go back to bed.
So they're doing yoga. They're not doing easy yoga like goat yoga like people have done. Y'all, she does like the full on back bend and shit.
Not even downward dog, which would be hard enough for Jenny. Hard enough for me.
This isn't a Santa Monica yoga flow.
This is like an advanced class at Yoga Works with that British lady who would kick your ass. Remember her on Larchmont?
There's no warrior pose. We've moved way past that.
I don't know. Y'all, she's doing all this stuff, and mom literally glides on her back, puts her hands, and just does a motherfucking backbend. And Jenny's over there going, too much.
There's no strength in her. This is all trolling, y'all. They're trolling the fuck out of poor Jenny. I did say poor Jenny because this was brutal.
Jenny's like, I'm impressed with her parents. And their mom says, she has become rusty around that age. You normally do. I think I'm much better than she is. Her. Yes.
Yeah, she does say, I think I'm much more better than she is.
I thought, Poodle, I went, okay, that's it. They're done.
No,
what more
we weren't
can we
done.
Do to this woman? What more can we fucking do to this woman?
And then we put mustard oil in her nose.
Which they insert.
They engage in what I call pharyngeal flossing.
Good term. Like
going up into the nose, in behind the pharynx, and out the mouth. Y'all, because if you've ever neti potted, I neti pot this way. I don't know if you do this. I'll go up my nose, and I'll snort it, and it'll go up around, and I'll spit it out. It feels like you're drowning a little bit. I was told to do that.
You have to get used to it. Mine just goes up one nostril and then goes up the other. That's the way they have me do it.
Well, for me, it's so important to get back to the pharynx because that's where all the inflammation is. You should try that. Have you not done that kind?
I haven't in a while. I'm happy to do it. But I'm just saying that it's a very...
You spit it out your mouth.
At least in the U.S., in neti, what we do here is you like get...
It's liquid with
water
salts
with
and
like
saline.
A salt solution, or like I like the X Clear. That's my favorite.
I've never seen pharyngeal flossing where you insert it into your nose and it comes out of your mouth.
And you're literally holding a piece. You're holding. You know how your kid would put a piece of spaghetti up their nose and out their mouth as a kid? I never did that either. But y'all, they're having to put their finger back in the back of their mouth and grab this thing. And so when they're grabbing it, I'm not going to do it on here because they're making, because if you have a gag reflex,
I couldn't watch.
Jake and I are not familiar with the gag reflex.
Nope, gone a long time ago.
I lost that in college. But they're like hawking up. Sounding like they're about to throw up. I did put my hand over the screen at one point.
I couldn't
watch.
So gross. I couldn't watch. But
and then they just kind of like you flossing. Floss your teeth. They're just taking this cord back and forth and
pharyngeal flossing.
Scrub. I bet it does work. I bet it really does scrub out your sinuses.
Yeah.
Jenny's dad even had blood in his.
Yikes.
So they do this, and the mom eyes are crying, looks terrible, and then she looks at Jenny and she goes,
"Your turn."
And for once, Jenny goes,
"I'm not doing that shit. No, no, I'm not doing."
And she's like, "How will you keep young?" Jenny has the best line of the show: "Face creams."
Oh, face creams! I get my gift with purchase. And then, that's good.
And she's like, no. And she finally, mom keeps saying, she's like, next time.
Oh.
It was one of the grossest and funniest things I've ever seen on this show.
I can't believe I had to watch nasal/pharyngeal flossing. I never thought that would see.
Again, y'all, if you're not watching Toe, I have to say, don't just listen to us. Watch it. It's so good. It's so good.
It's great. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to realitygazepod.com. Hey, what does Poodle love more than anything, y'all?
I can tell you what a lot of things I love. Review. But I will say a review.
If you can go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to, I think just Apple does it though, but if you can leave us a 5-star review, come at us on Spotify. Also, if you're on a Supercast, you can now integrate that into Spotify. So any of our Spotify sisters, that like Supercast, you probably know already how to do that. You can listen to our paid content there. Our Reality Gaze Patreon and Supercast is our Reality Gaze extra content for $8. You don't have to listen to the commercials. We got a Bi Curious coming up.
Real Housewives of SLC next week.
Lots coming for you. Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever sat in a wedding planning situation and you have two queens standing across from you and judging you harshly and laughing at you, especially in a different language.
This feels familiar.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.